As you stand with me, let me lay out for you real quick as you stand, 7 biblically substantiated Ruach promises for women from female characters from both the old and the new. Number one promise on Mother's Day 2024. Here we go. For each mom in this place, those that are streaming around the world, you have the promise of provision and protection. All the women in the house, all the moms in the house, repeat after me. I have the promise of provision and protection. That's from the story of Ruth, a widow who found favor and protection under Boaz's care. That's where the promise comes from. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. That promise is yours. Number two, every mother, you have the promise of answered prayers. God hears a mother's cry. I'll repeat that. God hears a mother's cry. We'll do it one more time. God hears a mother's cry. Is there anyone here who is serving Jesus and in church because your mama prayed for you? Your grandmother prayed for you. Hannah's story of a fervent prayer and God's faithful response to giving her a son, Samuel, hashtag, one of the best names ever, reassures mothers that God hears their prayers. Here's what Hannah declared. I pray for this child and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. The third promise is the promise of faith rewarded. Your faith will be rewarded. I'll repeat that for all the moms. Your faith will be rewarded. One more time, we just heard a story from Pastor Evie. Your faith will be rewarded. Luke 1:45, blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her. Number four, the promise of victory over adversity. Victory for every mom in this auditorium, every mom in Los Angeles, every mom streaming around the world. In the name of Jesus, we come in agreement for your victory. Deborah, somebody say Deborah. She was a prophetess and a leader of Israel. She demonstrated amazing courage and leadership. She demonstrated that God will grant women who pray and walk in righteousness victory over adversity. Number five, the promise of divine comfort, Luke 2:36 to 38. Anna, a widow and prophetess who spent decades in the temple worshiping with fasting and prayer, she met baby Jesus and gave thanks to God. And comfort fell upon her. Somebody say divine comfort. Number six, we're almost done. For all the moms, you received the promise of restoration and joy. Let me just say that one more time. For all the moms, restoration and joy. Let's do it one more time. For all the moms who have wept, for all the moms who have suffered, for all the moms who have had heavy burden, receive this in 2024, the promise of restoration and joy. Ruth 4:14-15. Naomi, who felt bitter and empty after losing her husbands and sons, experienced God's restoration. God's restoration. The woman of the town said, praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a guardian redeemer. The promise of restoration and joy, even after loss, is a promise from God. And the final one, number seven, the promise that your children will not inherit your fears. They will inherit your faith. That should provoke a good spirit-empowered shout of praise on Mother's Day 2024. 2 Timothy 1:5. That's the word of the Lord. The influence of Timothy's grandmother, along with his mother Eunice, is acknowledged by Paul for their genuine faith, which likewise resulted in Timothy. A mother's faith can deeply impact future generations. This is it, the promise that your children and your children's children and your children's children's children will never inherit your fear or your failures, but they will by faith inherit your faith. If you receive these seven promises, mothers, give the Lord your best praise on this Mother's Day.